sports, and more. So if your standards aren't too high, Terry and Gary's Low Expectations podcast is for you.
Even today, you know, when I'm in there wrestling, I feel energized. I feel good. I feel like I've got a lot left in the tank.
Good things are going, man.
They don't lie.
You have to grow a mohawk so that you can go by the name Kleba Lang.
The ratings are through the roof right now.
Right.
Catch Terry and Gary every Thursday at 4 p.m. Eastern live on Podcast Detroit. Download Terry and Gary or stream on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or the Terry and Gary TV YouTube channel. You know what to do next. Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show.
Leave your expectations at the door and enjoy the show. That's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask. But hey, thanks for joining us. We are Terry and Gary's Low Expectations Podcast, episode 87-ish. Once again, we are not joined by Rhino, the namesake of this podcast. I don't know where he is. I think I played a joke on him. He was sleeping on his boat. I figured it'd be funny to go out there and cut the ties on it. So he's drifting somewhere into Lake Erie. Hopefully they find him. If they don't, he ain't going to show up to the podcast anyway, so it don't matter. But we got two better guests today, two co-hosts, two great co-hosts, the DJ Shortstop and the one and only Mark Roberts. Introduce yourself, guys.
I could tell you this, Gary, the expectations are extra low today.
Yeah. And every day. You think expectations are low. Wait till you see our first guest. I don't know if you can hear me back there, but I'm talking about you. All right. Yeah, so tell everybody a little bit about yourself. Wait a second.
Oh man. We have another.
A lot prettier, didn't it?
Surprise, everybody.
The Bachelor Benjamin Boone has joined us. Well, I was just telling the millions and millions of people at home while watching our live stream that Rhino's nowhere to be found. We don't know where he is. Doesn't matter. But we got DJ Shortstop and Mark Roberts. Who needs him?
All right. Oh, here we are. Hi, Mark Roberts. Hi, DJ. Hello, Gary.
Hello. Let's get right into it. This is the DJ Shortstop. What are you doing? How did you get to IWR? What do you do for IWR? And how did you get into wrestling?
Well, I can tell you this. I do all the sound and production for IWR. So if you think it's extra loud, extra bass in there, you're feeling it, you're hearing the promos loud, that's my job. Right. So that's what I do at IWR. I love doing it, and I know it sounds fantastic. Mark Roberts, I know you can testify to that right there.
Absolutely. I hear myself.
So as far as wrestling goes, back in 2005, I got a call to be the ring announcer for PTW. And I can tell you this, that's pretty legendary around here for some big shows, which unfortunately, he's not in business anymore, but that was my quote-unquote foot in the door. Since then, I've been the ring announcer, the sound guy. I mean, you name it. I mean, I've even taken finishers in the middle of the ring. I know. Gary, you think your slap was a lot? I've taken a 3D. I've been hit with brass knuckles, but I'm still here. Loving it. So that's how I got in.
Well, we love you, and we're glad we finally know what you do.
That's you, Vinny.
You know what? In wrestling, there's good guys and there's bad guys. Unfortunately, I ran into a couple of those bad guys.
Well, let's talk to our special guest here, Benjamin Boone. I don't know how long you can stick around because you look dapper as hell, so you must be going somewhere. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, for those of you that are in for the first time, don't know who I am, I'm the Benjamin Boone, 15-year ring veteran, originally trained in pro school by Gargano, traveled all across the United States, all across Canada, China, you know, made my name on the circuit here, and for those that do not know who I am in IWR, obviously the Bachelor, the finest, most eligible Bachelor in the company, in the independent professional wrestling business. And Gary, why is it that the fans of Monroe don't like me? Why is it that every time I do present an opportunity, but they find a way to get mad. You know why?
I blame it on Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
If Monroe was part of the United States, they would know better and they would love you like we do.
Exactly. And you know what? This is on October 27th. October 27th is going to be my very first championship opportunity in IWR for those that haven't been keeping track, because I do. And I also never forget anything. So myself and Amazing Nate Mattson will be in that fatal four-way IWR tag team championship match. So it's going to be my first, and it's also going to be the last time, because we are going to bring home the gold.
Oh man, I'm looking forward to it. And it took only, you've been with us since the beginning, so just under 3 years. Yeah, well-deserved chance here at the title. And it's going to be a tough match though. There's three other well-deserving teams in there too, including the champions DTA. So I keep muting Mark's mic. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yes, I can hear you. I'm coming to you. I know it's loud behind me. I'm coming to you from Sam's Town Casino in Las Vegas, where we are having Impact Wrestling tapings this weekend. And I'm just feet away from where the ring will be set up momentarily.
You're looking for that. What's going on down there this week? Is it the Bound for Glory pay-per-view, or what is it?
No, that already.
Who's that?
Well, you mentioned the Canadians and Monroe being part of Canadian territory.
Oh, goodness.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is John Capoletta, E. Perry Brown. Of course it's loud here in Las Vegas, because Impact Wrestling is always hopping. It's always loud. Don't listen to this guy. I love you guys. I got to go.
Oh, cool. I didn't mean to laugh at you, but that was funny.
I did.
I had stung.
That's the hardest hit DJ Shortstop's probably ever taken.
That was a good one right there.
Oh, man. Hey, we have another surprise guest here. I don't know who this is. Let's bring him in. It is. Oh, it's Chinstrap.
Hey.
Oh, man.
What's going on, fellas? Chinstrap Jesus.
The expectations have just gone through the roof. Oh. Right?
You're right. And we're going to win those tag titles at IWR next Thursday night.
See? Oh. But you got to go against the Bachelor Ben Boone up there. I think he has something to say about that.
I mean, nothing against you. Fine competitor. Welcome back. But you got to realize something, that this, I've been what the kids call an OG of the IWR, a day one person. And this is my very first opportunity at IWR Gold. You've had your shot. You've had your chance. Step aside, son. It's the Bachelor's time.
Called you son.
Well, I think game changers. Our resume speaks for itself, man. Titles are coming back home next Thursday night. So if anybody out there is listening, come check it out. Game changers winning the title back.
That is insane Halloween Havoc, actually. Thursday, October 27th, IWR 15. Insane Halloween Havoc. Tickets are on sale right now at purplepass.com/IWR15. Get your tickets. First row's gone. Second row's almost gone. Third row's about to go. And we got General Mission also available at the door next Thursday. So get your tickets. See if Chinstrap and Nate or Flex or whoever's going to be on this Game Changers team. You never know, because you got the Freebird rules versus what we know is going to be your partner, and yes, the amazing Nate Mattson. But you guys are going up against the Monroe Dynasty too. So it's going to be tough, not to mention Death Threat Army. And they have the Freebird rules too. I don't know which two of them are going to be in there, but it's going to be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. Fatal Four-Way Tag Team Championship match. We got some comments. Let's see what we got here. David Matheny says, good afternoon, good gents. I don't know who he's talking to. Probably just me. The rest of you guys, I don't know. Tony Lewis said, hi. What's up, Tony? How you doing? IWR number one fan. Hello from ringside Carl. Carl took a garbage can or a chair or something to the head at IWR. So
he did.
Definitely number one fan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Michelle, hi guys. You miss Rhino. We miss Rhino too, but not really.
Where is he?
Yeah, that's right. Where is Rhino? Hashtag where's Rhino? Let's find this guy. Oh, there he is. That's about all we'll get. Let's see. Dave Mathena, the group be looking like the casting of Roger Corman version of Fantastic Four. Who's who, David? You gotta tell us who's who. I want to be Storm. What's up, everyone?
Scared now.
October 27th. Don't get scared now. Any of you guys scared?
No.
I'm a little concerned about where the costume contest could go. Who do you think we will see children dressed as? Which IWR stars?
Mark Roberts. That's what they're going to dress like.
Mark Roberts. They're going to wear a headset.
We don't want anyone to have nightmares.
It's a PG, costume contest. So no Mark Roberts costumes. What else we got? We got Rico, Lisa Ortiz, Boone, Kiss from a Rose. Hey.
That's right.
Don't sing the song, though. They'll buy Bannett from YouTube or whatever because I don't have the rights to the song.
All the more reason to come to IWR to listen and experience it live.
Carl Grove says, Blame Canada, song from South Park. That's right. Blame Canada. We blame Canada for everything, especially John A. Bravo. Blame them.
That's why he's really good.
Tony Lewis says, DTA, DTA. So, I don't know. DTA, DTA, Death Threat Army.
Sick of seeing that.
Sick of seeing that. You guys have battled them more than anybody else in IWR, I believe. I think you guys have like 6 or 7 fights against them, it seems like, in the last 15 events. Mark Roberts in a Halloween suit. All right,
Brad. That's the costume. That's how you can come dressed as Mark Roberts, is if you get your own jack-o'-lantern suit.
Yeah. Halloween suit, no birthday suits, because we do not trust Mark Roberts.
No.
Tony Lewis says, Trey. Yeah, Trey. Trey actually is in the main event for IWR 15. He's facing, I go, some say his protege, one of his students, a guy that gave him a hell of a fight the first time, top-notch Jason Hotch, who is also now an Impact wrestling superstar. So that's the main event, guys. Let's get your guys' take on it. Trey Miguel, U.S. champion, undefeated in IWR sanctioned matches since day one. What do you guys think, Mark?
That is definitely the match that I'm looking forward to the most. Those guys tore the house down last time, and I don't know. Maybe this is the time. Trey's been undefeated for a long time, and maybe Hotch is the guy who has his number.
Yeah. Ben, what do you think, Bachelor?
Well, Trey Miguel is unbelievable. However, nobody in professional wrestling goes unscathed. Goldberg, Bruno Sammartino, The Undertaker. So I think Trey Miguel will lose the United States champion on October 27th.
That's a big proclamation. What do you think, DJ Shortstop?
This is months in the making, this match. Trey has had some unbelievable performances in IWR so far. And if it's student versus teacher, I can tell you that the teacher may have not have taught the student all their tricks. So I think Trey's retaining in this one. I think he's going to have a trick up his sleeve.
What do you think, Chin Strap?
So Trey's been the champion for a long time, and I know what it's like to think you're going to be a champion forever and lose the title. But it's a tough one because if anyone can beat Trey, it's probably Jason Hotch. But yeah, Trey's undefeated for a reason. So my money's on Trey.
That's a tough one, man. I think you go either way. We'll see how, if Trey can get up for this match. And it's the second time he's going to face Jason Hodge. I know everybody's got a lot of stuff going on. So it's going to be a – man, I won't call it. I can't call it. So let's see. What do we got here? We got Brandon says Chinstrap is the man. Brandon, you a Chinstrap fan? See, Kyle, you got fans. Not just me.
It's the hair.
Gary, did you get the video on Facebook Messenger? I ain't even gonna look. I don't know what Brad could have sent me on Facebook Messenger. I probably should report it before the
end. Dirty.
Second row seats. Ooh, all right, Rico, Lisa, Ortiz. We hope to see you there. Carl Grove says, make it a ladder match and take my money. We're gonna take your money anyways. But we will make a ladder match eventually because we do got 2 ladders. So maybe one of these days you'll see a ladder match. One day soon. What else we got here? Let's see. You think Miss Canada got her puppies? I don't know. I don't know if she's allowed to bring them over from Canada. I think there's some kind of, embargo. I don't know what those words are. Let's see. Brandon, all the way. Man, Kyle. It's the haircut, sir. I think. It's the haircut. Ryan Wolf said he misses you, Benjamin Boone.
I miss Ryan from the gym.
Give that guy a rose. Let's go, Brandon. Who's Brandon? We don't know that.
Tell Brandon Toll I said hi, Mark Roberts.
Most underrated in the state. State of what? Oh, we're still talking about Kyle? I don't think Kyle's underrated. Or, people know exactly
how our country Kyle's of Canada. Country of Canada, apparently.
It's not even a state. We're like a province.
Yeah, province.
Ryan is not worthy of a rose. Well, maybe he'll give you a kiss then from a rose.
We'll see how the night goes.
Oh, where's Mark Robert? Hey, Mark, you got anything going on right there? Anybody at the Dunkin' Donuts near the place there? You guys got some coffee or anything?
There is coffee, and there are some impact. There are some impact folks around. People are still arriving here in Vegas. The tapings start tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. So we've got people who are milling about.
But you guys talk amongst yourself real quick. I'm going to go see about this video that Brad sent. So, yeah, mingle.
Well, we've only covered a couple of the matches here so far. Come on, tell me, Vinny, what else are you looking forward to next Thursday night? We've covered that we've got the tag match. We talked about – we had Bravo here, but we didn't really get into that match. We've got the A-team against Shane Douglas and a mystery partner. Talk to me about who might be a mystery partner, any of you.
Could be anyone. It's IWR, man.
We've seen
could be
lot
anybody at IWR.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of people come through IWR so far. A lot of awesome talent, stars. It literally could be anybody.
Yeah, I mean, it could be Goose.
I thought Goose.
Hey, and this might bring up nightmares, but it could be Swoggle, right, Ben Boone?
It could be Swoggle. I hope it's Swoggle.
Listen. I just got over a huge amount of therapy, you know, over that. So do not go there. Do not go there.
Mentally collapsed before our match. Can't wait.
I think we set up Swoggle versus Boone for Christmas.
No.
The rematch. Rico says, don't cook the goose.
I'll say maybe this. The franchise has a lot of friends in wrestling, and the A-team has made a lot of enemies in IWR. So
true.
There are a lot of possibilities.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Brad still out there anywhere in the inner net world?
No, he's just in your DMs, Gary.
I know. Right? if you're out there, Brad, am I supposed to play this video, and is it PG? Come back, Brad. Brad, can you hear me? All right, we'll talk about some more matches. We talked about the Trey Hotch match. I think it's pretty much 50-50 split. Anybody can win that one. We got, like you guys said, in the Canadian Street Fight, which I still don't know what that is, but I can't wait to find out. We got Shane Douglas, the franchise, with the mystery partner, facing the A-team of Bravo and Miss Canada in their corner. We also have a great triple threat match, Battle of the Behemoths. We got Shogun Jackson Stone versus the main event monster, Madman Fulton, versus a newcomer in IWR, Bryce Sullivan. What do you guys take on that one?
I can speak to Bryce Sullivan. I know Bryce well and have appeared in other places where Bry has wrestled, and he's a big, big dude. He meets the height and weight requirement for that contest. That's going to be some big men smacking meat.
Well, Mark Roberts, I do well chip in Bry Sullivan. He's actually a former tag team partner of mine and champion. So I know that Bry can get the job done, and somebody that maybe over the years hasn't had as much exposure, that he probably does deserve. So I'm very much looking forward to this contest against Madman Fulton. I think that, it is going to be a battle of the behemoths for sure.
Well, don't forget Jackson Stone's in there too, the Shogun. So, I mean, those three guys in the same ring at the same time, I hope our ring crew does a good job of reinforcing it because it's going to get heavy in there. And Brad said, no need to get hot, Ben Boone.
Well, I am hot, so thank you for noticing.
And then Brad says, yes. So he must agree. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Or he's talking to me, and yes, I can play that video. So we'll see about that. Tony Lewis says, I can't wait to see the Insane Wrestling. We can't either. And we got one scheduled for October 27th. We're coming right back November 30th. I think that's on a Wednesday night. And then we're coming right back again for our three-year anniversary show. I forget, it's December 20th after Christmas. So yep. We got a lot of
Can I
go ahead.
Can I weigh in on this triple threat match? I want to say, yeah, Bryce is a sleeper in this.
You think so?
But one suplex by Shogun, everything can be over with. But my money's actually on Madman because he at one time beat the IWR heavyweight champion, Dread King Logan. So I think Madman's due to win another one here.
I think Madman, if he does win that, I think he would should be in line for another title defense here down the road, too. So
I agree. And I'd like to get my opinion in as well, if you don't mind.
No, guys. We're done. That's over.
Oh, that's it. All right.
Brandon says DBA mystery partner. No, DBA is in the tag team match, but you never know. He could bring him back out. Yes, DJ Shortstop, let's hear your opinion on the triple threat battle of the Bohemians.
Yes. So I am not familiar with Brian. That means I'm looking forward to seeing him. I know that Madman is definitely a monster, but I'm putting my money on, and I believe he's underrated. He is a brick house Shogun. He is destined for big things in IWR.
I agree. Shogun is a, well. Let me unmute you, Brad or Mark. Hold on. There you go. Go ahead.
So, couple of things. Kyle mentioned that it takes one suplex from Shogun. It's often five suplexes from Shogun. So, watch out for that. Also, on the comment about DBA, DBA is booked in another match. So is Dread King Logan, who has maybe the deepest connection in IWR to the franchise. Does that mean that Logan is not the mystery partner?
Big Murphys.
Some people have mentioned that that they believe Dread King Logan will be the mystery partner, even though he has a title defense that night against the Kenny Urban, the gooseless Kenny Urban. So I don't know. Shane hasn't divulged who his mystery partner is. We won't know until the music drops, and neither will you. So get your tickets, purplepass.com/IWR15, and find out. Let's see, anybody else want to bring in that? Everybody waiting on that? Let's see. We got Brad, yes, it's okay. It stars our very own Mark Roberts. Okay, then we're going to go to the video that our very own Brad has sent us. And let's see. Here we go. Close your eyes, kids.
Hello, IWR World. Mark Roberts here reminding you that we are now just 1 week away from IWR's Insane Halloween Havoc. Come on out for our big main event as Trey Miguel defends the United States Championship against top-notch Jason Hotch. In a Canadian street fight, the A-Team takes on Shane Douglas and a mystery partner of his choosing. For the IWR World Heavyweight Championship, Dread King Logan defends against the Kenny Urban. Returning from the great state of Ohio, Buckeye Sam will be in exhibition action. An insane triple threat bout as the Brutality King Bryce Sullivan takes on Madman Fulton and the Suplex Shogun Jackson Stone. And the IWR World Tag Team Championships are on the line in fatal four-way action as DTA defends against the Game Changers, Boone and Mattson, and the Monroe Dynasty of Double M3 and the DBA. It all goes down Thursday night, October 27th at the House of Insanity. Get your tickets now. purplepass.com/IWR15. I'll see you there.
Well, hey, that was pretty good. Now, I can't help but notice, I think Brad put that together. Doesn't the mystery partner look a lot like Brad?
That may be Brad's silhouette.
No, I'm just saying that looks a lot like Brad's silhouette. So I mean, maybe a spoiler alert. Maybe I don't know. Probably not.
Bad.
Let's see what else we got here. I don't know how long you can stay, Ben. So whenever you have to leave, you just tell the world goodbye. But I know you are. I do appreciate you coming on. All you guys, I appreciate you coming on. So what else we got here? This will be one of the best Halloween shows ever. No, this will be the best Halloween show ever.
You said it, Gary. The best.
The best. What up? Oh, Rita, our future birthday girl, Rita Doobie, having a big, big. Rita's having a
big
blowout with the Alice Cooper cover band. So make sure you guys check out Rita, what she's got going on here pretty soon here. Hey, Rita.
Rita is the only person who we all agree on and like. She may be the most popular person in IWR.
She's the most popular person in the state of Michigan. Let's just say that. And we are blessed to have her. Rico says, am I talking to Rico? Am I talking to Lisa? Am I talking to Ortiz? I mean, I didn't even know who I'm talking to. We are going to attend all the shows. And that's what I like. All three of you guys. I want to see all the shows. Rico, Lisa, Ortiz, all of you. Big Murph is Brandon. Oh, Big Murph is Brandon. I don't call him Brandon. I call him a lot of things, but I don't call him Brandon.
Let's not go Brandon if that's the
case. Let's all discuss what we call Brandon. DJ Shortstop, what do you call Murph?
Well, I call him Big Murph, but you know what?
Don't lie.
Where does he keep him at Big Murph? Where does it call Big Murph right now?
Boone, do you have a name for Big Murph? Or is it just Big Murph? Or is it just Murph? Or is it just
Big Dumb Idiot?
Big Dumb Idiot. That might be the consensus. Hey, Kyle, what do you call Big Murph?
I think saying Murph alone is Big Dumb Idiot. Like, if you think of the name Murph in a dictionary, you see him.
I'm gonna look it up.
If you've seen him, you think Murph. So it fits.
Well,
yeah.
Then Mark, we might as well get everybody's comments.
We're going to keep it PG. The guy wears a chain but doesn't really have much of a neck. It is what it is.
Barry, I can tell you this. My wife loves IWR and she hates Big Murph. So.
Well, listen, I love Big Murph or Murph or Brandon or whatever. Anyways, yeah, he helps immensely. Get out there and pass them flyers and posters out, Big Murph. Don't be sitting around
home. On a serious note, don't be like Murph. Don't throw things at wrestlers. Don't run in the ring. Don't touch wrestlers, because what happened to him repeatedly can happen to you.
And this is true. And yeah, don't think that just because Murph ended up being semi-part of the show because he stormed the ring that this will happen for anybody else, because it probably won't. Murph has connections somehow. I don't know how he got into IWR, but now he comes out a lot. So don't do it at home. Big Murph, stay golden, Pony Boy. Let's see. We got Rico Leaks. I don't know. One of you three is clapping. All of you clapping. Brad said, I don't know what that is, Brad.
I think that's about his silhouette.
It's probably his silhouette. We think it is. It could be me. You never know.
It better not.
If it is, we might put you in a ring. Any show better than Halloween Ends? Any show is better than Halloween Ends. And that's a consensus I've also heard. You guys watched the Halloween Ends yet?
I did. Yes.
And how many people are disappointed? That guy? Yeah. You guys haven't seen it?
I saw it.
She's a huge Halloween fan. Huge Halloween fan. She didn't hate it, but she had nothing to like about it. Let's just say that. She had no good things to say about it. And that's unheard of, because she watches like Halloween 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, the 1, 2 again, and she likes all of them. So
reminding me of DTA winning the tag titles. It's just like something I didn't want to see.
Nothing you can just say, right?
I don't know anything about Halloween, but the movie news in my life is that the Creed 3 trailer dropped this week, and it was awesome. I can't wait to see that movie.
See, I have not heard good things about that either. So. No, or the new Pinhead movie, or anything else that's already been done before. I have not heard good things about
it. What about Jeepers Creepers? Has anybody seen that?
No, but that's based on a story, on a police report from Michigan, somewhere in northern Michigan. Somebody saw a van abduct a kid or drag something out of a back of a van, and next thing you know, they're making up the other 128 minutes of the story. But it's the Rico. And my son, Tony. Oh, okay. So wait a second. All right. Now, Rico, Lisa, Ortiz, Tony, Lewis. That's five people right there. We've at least sold five tickets, guys, because there is five people.
Yeah, that's a Bundy five count.
No, let's go Murph. All right, Brad, I can't say what I call Murph. It's a PG show. Come on, guys. We all really love Murph.
Brad's got a potty mouth.
Rico is laughing. Lisa said that's awesome. Ortiz said saw it. saw the movie Smile. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. My favorite Halloween is Halloween 1 and 2 for Rob Zombie. Basically, just number one, only because Tyler Mayne has been a guest on the podcast and been a guest at the Middle Pop Fest. And the dude is like 7 foot tall and immensely awesome. So that's my favorite Halloween. And we might have a new Halloween guest at next year's Pop Fest. I'm just saying because I'm always working. Yeah. Let's see. Rico said, yep, all of them. All right. So let's get back to some wrestling, guys. I know we got – I'm biased, of course. But I believe that our VIP matches and what we do with our VIP at IWR is better than anything going on anywhere else right now. I mean, where can you get a VIP-only match and see Tommy Vendetta versus Damian Chambers? Versus Impact Superstar Cody Deaner versus former Impact Superstar Sam Beal with Ock. And then we also have another third VIP match is with Rodriguez one Rod Lee facing Nicky Ratu in his first singles appearance at IWR. So, I mean, that's just our VIP section. That, to me, is a main card. Almost anywhere else you'll go. So, but like I said, I'm biased. But let's talk about some of the VIP matches. Tommy Vendetta, DTA. Awesome competitor versus IWR newcomer, basically Damian Chambers, which I think has been super impressive. So you guys got thoughts on that match?
Yeah, that's probably that might be second for me behind the main event and the Trey Miguel match as you know, that could be the sleeper of the entire show. It's Daily Show. Damian Chambers is so good and such a nice guy. He carries himself with the politeness and self-assurance of someone who knows he's going to become very famous in pro wrestling because he could do that. He's the real deal. That match is going to be awesome.
And Tommy Vendetta, I mean, he's an awesome competitor. I know he does a lot of death matches, so I don't know, you know, much about that aspect of it, but seeing him in the ring in IWR, I mean, the guy can wrestle like crazy. I mean, so Kyle, what do you think?
It's going to be a great match, but there's no way I'm going to come on your show and pick Tommy Vendetta. I'm not picking anyone from DTA. So I got Damian Chambers. He learned a lot from that match with Trey, and I had him winning that match.
Well, that's two for Chambers. Ben, what do you think?
You know, Tommy Vendetta is making a name for himself, you know, like you said, in the deathmatch community and all throughout the Midwest. He has everything to prove. But Damian Chambers, I mean, I know him well. I mean, he's trained in the Dayton area. I agree with you, Mark. I mean, he's got everything to prove, and he has the poise to become a superstar. So I got to go with him.
Man. Well, might as well get your input there, DJ Shortstop.
I can tell you this, that Tommy Vendetta is tough. And this is not going to be a walk in the park for Damian Chambers. So I'm picking Damian because I think he's got a huge upside, but I'll tell you, this is not going to be easy for him because someone who's familiar with death matches is really going to hurt you. He's not there. He's there to hurt you.
I agree. It's going to be a great match. I'm looking forward to it. And that's just one of the amazing VIP matches. The other one I'm really looking forward to is the return of Cody Deaner to IWR. It's been a few months. Deaner, whether he's, I don't know, off with Violent by Design and Impact or whether he's here, and IWR, he always puts on an amazing show. He's such a good competitor. And he's facing Sam Beal with that guy that comes out with him every week.
We've definitely seen a rougher side of Deaner over the past couple of years in Impact and in IWR. And I'm not sure what sort of attitude he's going to bring into a match against Sam Beal. But Sam Beal might get his hair messed up.
And you can't mess up that quaff.
Yeah, I hate to go against anyone who comes out to a Nickelback song. And Big Ox is with them. But I think Sam might have a great match until he gets hit with that DDT. I got Deaner winning that one.
Team Deaner so far. What do you got there, DJ?
You know what? I'm going to take Sam Beal, even though I'll tell you this. I know it's not the popular opinion here. But Deaner, I know he's a veteran. He's been doing this a lot longer than Sam Beal. But Sam Beal has the most to prove here. And he's got an insurance policy in his corner. So I'm taking Sam Beal in this one.
Boone?
You know, DJ, you raise a good point about how Sam Beal has the most to gain and has a lot to prove in the match. But I got to tell you, Cody Deaner, he's crafty. You know, he's been around. He's totally changed things up, you know, ever since becoming a part of VBD. I mean, he's really, really altered. So I got to go with Deaner. That's my
pick. And Deaner's really amped it up, too. I mean, he can hurt you. Yeah, he can hurt you. And he's been in the ring against Kurt Angle.
Yeah. Well, you know, if Ox can't help Sam Beal against Deaner, what exactly is Ox there for?
Well, he's eye candy, but that's a good point though. I mean, Ox has been getting a little more and more involved as far in Sam's matches. So IWR, we're gonna have to take a look at that, and make sure we don't have another John A. Bravo situation on our hands where, you know, some little foul play is going on during the matches. But yeah.
I don't want to see you come to blows with Ox, Gary. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, do you have a permit to carry those?
Could be. I mean, yeah, no, I'd have to pay taxes on it. I don't know, but I think Ox is the wild card in that match, honestly. So,
mm-hmm.
And Brad loves Ox. So, I mean.
There you go.
And RLO says Deaner for the win.
There you go.
Hello, very nice.
I don't know. This is great.
It's a collaborative.
it's a collaborative. That's the one we got. And we got Nikki Red too. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing his in-ring debut as far as a solo match, a singles match against Rod Lee. Rod's been around for a little while now in IWR. I think it could be a really good match. It could be a. I'm just looking forward to seeing what he brings in the singles competition because I watched him a little bit when he was in. I think it was the Battle Royal. And
yeah,
he looked impressive. So I mean, it could be something very interesting for the third VIP match too.
I think there's a lot of upside for Nikki Rod too, and I don't think that Rod Lee's antics are going to get in Nikki's head. The question is whether Nikki is going to get inside Rod Lee's head.
And he will. He will. Yeah, my pick is definitely Nikki. I've had battles with Nikki. He's a creepy looking dude. I'm telling you. And Rod Lee clearly doesn't care about his career very much if he said no to joining with Bravo. You know, he turned him down, and I hope he suffers for it.
He did turn him down. Brad from work says, be careful, Gary. Remember what happened last time you got involved. I don't want to see you get hurt. I do not want to see myself get hurt either because Kyle and those guys hurt me. They hurt me, and they hurt my feelings, really. I mean,
I'm told to.
I understand. Bravo slap hurt my feelings just as much as my face earlier.
He's like, he more than slapped you. I thought that was,
yeah,
I was like panic attack with your face. It was, it hurt me to see it. And then Tony says Nikki, but we're gonna end the show. We got 37 minutes in there. I know some people got some things that going on. I appreciate Kyle for coming on, Mark, DJ, Ben, you guys. You know, you filled in very admirably for the missing Rhino. Somebody say you guys did a better job than Rhino did, but I'm not going to say that.
Wow. All four of us equals one Rhino.
But let's close the show. We got to talk about one more guy that we haven't talked about, and that is Buckeye Sam. I mean, Buckeye Sam's going to be in exhibition action again in between the VIP and the main card sections of the IWR 15. What would you guys take on Buckeye Sam?
I can tell you this, Gary, that he's made no friends in Monroe. Whether it's Canada or Michigan, he's literally made zero friends. So
he made
security to get him out of the building once he enters.
But you know what, DJ? That's the thing. He's not there to make friends. He's there to make a splash, a huge impact in IWR, and I'd say he has. You know, he's for a newcomer, he's very impressive. I'm very much looking forward to see who will step up to the plate against Buckeye Sam.
I agree.
Says the Ohio guy, Chinstrap.
Go Blue. I can't stand
Go Blue.
He's
that's
great.
What I'm saying.
I will take away his talent, but I hope he has a horrible record at IWR.
Mark, what do you got?
You're right. The one place that Monroe is not a part of is Ohio. I'm interested to see what Sam can bring in the ring because I was not expecting what he brought on the mic, and it was incredible. But can he back it up is really the question. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens when you take the microphone out of his hand and see what he actually can do on the mat. He's wearing that singlet. Can he actually get down there and do the graps?
We'll have to see. IWR 15, Insane Halloween Havoc, Thursday, October 27th at the FOP Hall, the House of Insanity. Get your tickets now, purplepass.com/IWR15. And there will be some tickets available at the door. So fear not if you do not have internet. So I appreciate you guys coming on. Episode 88 will probably be sometime in November if we ever find Terry. And if not, we'll have you guys on. But as we go, we have to say one thing.
Bye, Felicia.
Yes.